one more something. I don't know what it is, but one more.
It shall flow. Not there.
Something with healing. I'm trying to get over in a healing river.
Stay tuned.
I just want to take the time. Y'all just close your eyes. I'm going to plead the blood over you. We're not in any hurry. I'm not going to let you do that to me. I'm going to wait on the Lord. Because when I say something, it's going to be from God. Amen. So let's just get settled in. We still have until 10:45. I'll try to get you out before then, but let's get our spirits all settled and calm. We're not in any hurry. God is still on the throne. And I'm going to wait on the Lord. Amen. Amen. I have an assignment about healing this morning. I'm going to do it, but I'm going to do it by the Spirit. I'm not going to do it just because it's the assignment. I was told to do it, but I'm going to do it from a place in the Spirit. I'm going to take my time to get there. Yes, sir. That's how it's going to be done. So thank you for settling down. It's all right. Let's get in y'all's spirit. You know, especially for those of you that lead prayer, don't ever let people, I don't care. You may not even be aware that you're doing it. But, you know, I can feel it like, let's go, let's do something. Let's pray, you know. And we are, but I'm gonna wait on the Lord and be a good courage. And I'm going to do it from the Spirit. Because otherwise, I'm just wasting my time. And I'm tired this morning. And I don't need to be doing nothing in my flesh because it ain't going to benefit you and nobody else. So I'm going to get over in the Spirit. You know, I'd rather take the time to get over in the Spirit if it takes me 55 minutes of this hour and pray in 5 minutes from the Spirit than to start out praying in my flesh and in my soul and based on what I'm sensing from you. And then we just prayed, you know, did all that for an hour and it wasn't really nothing but of the soul. But you got to be very discerning to notice the difference. So we have an assignment to pray for healing for someone this morning. We're going to do it, but I got to find that river. I have to find that river from God. And I want music. I love that the music was going when I got here, but I'm looking for that. And if music ain't in, I'm going to say, hold on a minute, but I think the music's going to help me. I need help.
Be praying for me, please. Thank you for the blood. Thank you. Oh, my help just came.
Healing in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
very little. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At the name of Jesus. Sickness bow your knee.
Sickness bow your knee.
Every disease you must go.
Every disease you must go.
In the name.
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 In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus.
Oh Jesus.
Come on.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Every sickness.
Every sickness.
Every pain.
Every pain. Tuberculosis, you must go.
Leukemia, you bow your knee.
Bow your knee.
Every sickness, every disease.
Every name.
Multiple sclerosis, you have to go.
Multiple sclerosis, you must go.
Every disease with the nerves.
Yes.
You be healed.
Be healed.
You be healed.
Be healed.
In the name.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
In the name.
This power in the name.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Power is present to heal.
Power in the name of Jesus.
Power is present to heal.
Power is here. He's here.
Power is present to
heal. He's
here. In the name.
In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Ricorrisinando purista, a frusi canse te brinde, presse cu ante tu prist, shan rustanara la mistere, brusanto curina ma, u presano urisinine, pristai, pristai, u pristai rusi, che presentina. Is in the house.
Jesus is here.
He's here.
He's here.
He's
here. Jesus is here.
Healing is here.
Ooh, healer is here.
Healing is here.
The healer is here. Saving
healer
you.
Is here.
Jesus.
Death is a name.
The conqueror of death.
Death is a name.
He destroyed him that had the power of death.
And death living. Has no sting.
Hey, Jesus.
Grave, you have no victory. In the name, we have no fear.
Yeah, come on.
We have no fear of death.
Just got in here and jumped in, but I'm gonna follow God. And I sort of sensed that music was the thing that I needed to help us, and it's helping. But you see how I just waited until she finally got the thing God's finger was on. Because see, here's the thing: if we just jump in for the sake of prayer and it look good, have some spiritual energy there, you know. But still, but if it's not God, if it's not the unction, then it's not going to be effective, or it may not be effective at all. It'll look like it. And I could, as the leader, gone on and make y'all think that. And go, oh, God, that was awesome today. It's not awesome if you're not finding God, you know, the unction. Flow with the Holy Ghost. Never be in a hurry. Jesus wasn't. You know, what if he had a rush when Lazarus died? Yeah, we're not in a hurry. You know? And you know, that was the problem with Martha. She said, if you had been here, my brother would have lived. But Jesus was in slow, because he had to get the word, the one phrase that would do it, or the one word that would do it, or the one scripture, or the two scriptures. He had to wait and get it. And he wasn't going to be letting Martha or nobody else get him over in his flesh. He had to have a word that would bring resurrection life. And that's the problem with the church today. We just start piling off, or we get up and then we just slap our empty hands on somebody. But we got to wait and get over what in a place called in the spirit. Especially for you leaders. Especially even those of you that are praying with people on the phone. Listening. Not in a hurry. Not in a hurry. I'm thinking of now J. Harris's daughter. You know, Jared, you know, he got people, you know, in a hurry, you know, like, just don't bother the master any longer, you know. See, but Jesus is going to, look, hey, God can heal the woman with the issue of the blood and Jairus' daughter. If he wait on God and get the right unction and get the anointing, he could have rushed and said, oh, Lord, wait a minute. What do I do? I got this woman dying with an issue of blood. Now Jairus' daughter, she's dead, you know, because you got people were doing just like I felt in here. But there was that pressure, you know, pressure. Faith don't pressure nobody. You know, so you got to wait. And the Lord just told me, just sit here a minute. Just sit here. Let's get over in that place. Let's get over in that place. You know, so you can go back to, you know, and I'll figure out what I'm going to say next, what the Lord has shown me what to say, but go give it back over to you. But I hope this is helping you. Because, you know, I'm tired of people being sick in the body of Christ. I'm tired of people dying prematurely. You know, and so I'm not talking about people that choose to go on. But then also, I know there are people get so far over there, they choose to go on because they don't have the strength to fight. And so I don't have the answers. I'm looking for them. I have the word of God, but then there's that worry in the spirit. Lazarus, come forth. Fear not, believe only. Told Jairus, fear not. Because, you know, people tell him, don't be bothering him now. See, your daughter's already dead. Don't be bothering him. But Jesus said, fear not. Because the whole thing, the fear was driving them, you know, because they couldn't see in their heads. Here, this woman with the issue of blood, and Jairus, he ain't got to Jairus' house yet. And the woman died. See, people give up, but Jesus didn't. So, let's deal with death. Let's deal with death. Was working, don't leave it. Go back to it.
Thank you.
trusting. And death has no victory.
I'm going to yield it. This is necessary. Now, what you got over into, your very prayer is over what I know is the utterance over this young lady, over Amy Cook. Now, Pastor Terry asked me to take this whole time today and pray over her. So I want you to go back there. That's the prayer. I have more, but go back over what you were doing.
I have the victory.
start over in the spirit in this girl's river. I know that I know that I know. Y'all working it out. I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 1. And don't you read it, just listen. Verses 19 and 20 from different translations. And what is exceeding the greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavens. And then I'm going to go ahead for the sake of time and skip to the Carpenter's translation. I've read it here before, but I think it's, I need to read it again. Calculate, if you can, the gigantic power behind all this. Sons quickened into life and consciousness. We say that we believe, yes, but what a miracle that is. It means that there is a bridge which joins time with eternity, a road which leads from earth to heaven, and the feet of believers have been set on it. Christ is in countless ways the reversal of human expectations, and in no way more startling than by the resurrection. If there was one thing that all men had to acknowledge, it was the fact that at the end of life comes death. Christ lived and died. Death had his usual triumph, but it was a short-lived mastery, bless God. Death's pale flag was hoisted for a day, and for a second day, and on the third day, it was hauled down. And the Lamb of God, flying his own flag, was raised from the dead and entered into his glory. It was the beginning of the resumption of the original glory. which he had with the Father before the world was. But that glory was touched now with an added quality. The victory had been won within the terms of human life. The risen Christ is victorious mankind. And what we call the ascension, which follows hard upon the triumph over death, the Son of God finally resumes the attributes of the Godhead. But he is still Son of Man, ambassador of humanity, high priest of earth. He has taken our nature, not for one human generation only, but so as never more to lay it off. And thus it is that in him, man is now lifted to the divine level where God is. Now sing something. Death has been hauled down. Jesus, when delivered up according to the definite and fixed purpose and settled plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and put out of the way, killing him by the hands of lawless and wicked men. But God raised him up, liberating him from the pains of death, seeing that it was not possible for him to continue to be controlled and retained by those pains of death. So let me help y'all how to help a speaker. I need your help. So now you're leaving, you're lagging. So I want to know what it is over there. Let's go back with it. Can you sense the anointing waning? It's doing it for a reason. Work with me. I want to read this one about the power of God and about how the gifts was going to flow coming in these end times. Well, actually, I think I'll read from this one. Now, this is a word from Brother Copeland that came through back in 2004, and it talked about the fullness of God. It talked about revelation of the fullness of Him. And he got over into talking about, brought me full circle, because, you know, those of you that have heard me over the last several weeks, I've been talking about these Ephesians prayers, how that God spoke to me in the beginning of the year to increase spiritually, and He told me how to do it. He said, I want you to read from these Ephesians prayers, and, you know, Ephesians 1 and then Ephesians 3. And so, for whatever reason, this came to me in a prayer group that I'm leading, another prayer group, and he really got down into some mine, some rich deposit regarding how to pray those prayers so we can have of the spirit of wisdom and revelation when it comes to healing. When it comes to healing. So he was talking about how the fullness, he began to talk about the fullness of all the fivefold ministry. Let me start out by reading that part. He said, now, this is for 2004, but we know that words are out there and they are eternal. And so he says, this year, I'm going to say this year, I'm not going to say 2004. This year will be known as the year of fullness. And by the close of this year, all callings will come to fullness. The apostles' ministry, the prophets' ministry, evangelist ministries, pastoral ministries, teaching ministries. And one thing the Lord pointed out to me, he said, he said a long time ago, so I'll skip that. He said, this is not just for a specially called few. It's for anybody that will receive it. He said, you can do it. If you so desire, you can become one of them. Now then, that includes all ministries. All that will obey me will come into full manifestation. This means that the psalmist ministry, we're going to hear music that we never heard before. The gifts of the Spirit will be manifested in fullness as they were when Jesus was on the earth. Families will be called into their places and know the fullness of joy on earth as it is in heaven. All forms of prosperity to excel, to go to the high places in God will come into fullness of manifestation, spirit, soul, and body. Health, wealth, assets, and influence to the glory of God the Father. Follow me. Follow my leading. Listen to me. Listen to the Spirit. Things are changing. Things that now look impossible and unchangeable will suddenly turn around. I'm taking that for Amy. To the world for no apparent reason, but you will know the reason, for your knowing what I'm doing will increase and also come to fullness. And he says, many who hear have never heard my voice, the voice of my Spirit will be hearing and following it by the end of the year. He says, listen carefully. I have taken over the politics and the politicians. I have taken over the politics and politicians. Listen to my voice, not the TV. Listen to my voice. Listen to this. I just came up out of my chair when the Lord said this to me. America's place as a nation is coming to its fullest hour. Fullest and finest hour. I'm holding to that. Not just as the military power, but as the source and supply of the gospel. My gospel in power and witness to the whole earth. Oh, how important it is to listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost and be where He said to be. America's place as a nation is coming to its fullest and finest hour. Now, just as the military power, not just as the military power, but as the source and supply of the gospel. This is the time you've been waiting for, hoping for, and believing for. You will know me in ways up to now you've never heard before. Stay close to me. Keep yourself in love. Obey my every command. Stay in my word continually. Keep yourself in your prayer life fresh daily. Live by faith. Live by faith. And he said, now let's go to the written word. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1, and you'll see from the word of God why this must take place. This is not something that God just thought it would be nice to do. This has to take place. Ephesians 1, beginning with the 17th verse, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, then he says, that the eyes of your heart will grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him. The eyes of your heart, your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of the calling, what the riches are the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of the power to us who believe according to the working of this mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. And have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Fullness, complete and ready to overflow. Revelation of the fullness of him is where we are right now. Pray that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Revelation concerning his fullness. God in the fullness of his body, in the fullness of creation. And God created Adam. He was created in the image of God. No, he wasn't created almost in the image of God. He was created in the image of God. Adam was created exactly like God. He was not short anywhere in his likeness of God. He didn't come short in the glory until later. Then he goes on to say that. Now, when the fullness of God, and God in his fullness of his being, made the decision and put the plan into motion to carry out what his will was and is, it will always be. His plan in the Garden of Eden is not going to go down the tubes. Now, we're going to see this come to pass in less than 12 months. Then he talks about the fullness being in the body. And I thank you, Father, for in him dwelleth the fullness. In Amy Cook dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Amy dwells the fullness of the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, in fullness, dwells inside of her very body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Zebre faramarenga de la boca razanda de ekrasata. There are no spiritual birth defects. Just keep your praying real soft right now. That you may know, that you may have a working knowledge, that you may be able to have a working knowledge. The word know here means have intercourse with, the most intimate word that you could possibly imagine, that you may have a working knowledge of love, that you may have a working knowledge of him, the master's thinking and thinking his mind, revealing to you exactly what to say, what to do, exactly how to anoint that person, exactly where the key issue to that person's problem is, where you can reach in there and snap it out of there and bring that person to Jesus right now instead of 6 months from now, where you walk by the Holy Ghost and you begin to see inside a situation and you begin to see what the key issue is to that cancer. See, this is why I'm taking the time and getting on to YouTube. Because you dropped me. And I'm here to represent a person's life. And these things, you got to be strong and just take it. Because I'm trying to get to the key issue in the behalf of Amy Cook. And that's why the Lord said, don't mess with them anymore. Just go and read the word, because they ain't getting it. And he don't have time for that a lot of times. That's why you got to be very sensitive. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about getting to the key issue here. You see. And he said, and so I was waiting and waiting. The Lord said, okay, that's enough. Just start reading the word. Getting to the key issue to that cancer and just kill it right on the spot. And sometimes it takes time. And I'm not saying we even going to get to it, but whatever part I have today, I want to do it. And that's how come you have to be very skillful and very keen and not get your feeling hurts, but watch for that anointing. If I say you God was in the river, stay in it. Stay in it. The same river, you know, when you went back the second time, it was there. If you know, and so, but then the Lord will say, okay, they don't get it, so just go on and read something else. I'll kind of bring it around the other way. And I have to stop and teach these things. These kind of things are not easy for me to do. Because, you know, I love, you know, Cynthia, you know, I love her. She can take it, you know. But I'm thinking, wait a minute, what part of that you don't understand? You had it. Alicia had it. Just let her have it. Alicia, you trying to give it to Cynthia. Cynthia trying to give it to you. You trying to give it back to Cynthia. Cynthia trying to give it back to you. Just go. So he says, intimate knowledge of the love of the anointings. Every anointing is an act of love, healing, working the miracles, prophecy, edification, exhortation, and comfort. Every manifestation of the Holy Ghost is a manifestation of the love of God. So by finding out what that key issue is to cancer, that's what we are talking about here with Amy Cook. But the Lord had me to deal with this whole thing with Amy Cook from the point of dealing with death. Dealing with death. Dealing with death. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Lord, I thank you, Amy is filled with all the fullness of God. You're already complete in him, Amy. And the fullness of the Godhead dwells in you now. Strengthening her inner man, Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for Amy. We thank you for Amy, Lord. We ask you give unto her the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The eyes of her heart being flooded with light. She knows exactly, Lord, how to lay hold of her victory. She knows exactly that she's strengthened in her inner man to lay hold of it. She's strengthened in her inner man to live and not die. She's strengthened to live and not die. She's strengthened, Lord, and she has the revelation that death has been hauled down. Resurrection has the triumph over death. The very resurrection power of Jesus is at work in her. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? I think I'll just read that scripture. Alicia was singing it. No, just find it. Find that scripture. I'm looking for that scripture. Corinthians. Is it Amplified? Well, what? Just tell me the reference. First or second? Verse 55. And this perishable puts on the imperishable. And this that was capable of dying puts on freedom from death. Then shall be fulfilled the scripture that says, death is swallowed up, utterly vanished, in and unto victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Now sin is the sting of death, and sin exercises power upon the soul through the abuse of the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, Amy, my beloved, be firm, steadfast, immovable off what you know. Be immovable off living. Be immovable off living. Be immovable off living. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Always being superior over death. Always excelling over death. Doing more than enough in conquering death, because Jesus has conquered it for you in the service of the Lord. Knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not in vain, because Jesus conquered death for you. Thank you, Jesus. So I give it back to you guys.
Labor's not in vain, for I have been made free. I've overcome because of Jesus. I'm living in his love. I have the victory, and I'm living out my life. Death has no victory. Death has no victory. My labor's not in vain. I'm pressing toward the mark. I have the victory. I live in Jesus' name. Thank you.
authority of the believer in light of all this. Brother Hagin, I was listening to him. I forgot the title of it, but he was praying these Ephesians prayers, and he said, at one instant he was praying for maybe a family member, may not be, but he was at the, he sat there at the bed and just prayed this Ephesians prayer over and over and over again. The Lord finally let him see the spirit, that demon of cancer. And so at that point, when he got to that point, he said, the Lord said, you need to, you know, tell it to go. And so he did, you know, he said, well, you know, in the name of Jesus, I see you, you know, and you have to let it go. And the demon responded, well, I don't want to, but I know I have to if you say so. So it's about praying these prayers in Ephesians 1 and just staying with it until we get over in the spirit. God began to show us and give us these keys to these different things that we're faced, you know, especially when it comes to healing, especially when it comes to cancer, because people are afraid of cancer. You know, that's the biggest deal with it. People are afraid of it because, you know, and I know how that is. You know, I know how it is when a doctor tell you, you got to have a biopsy because it could be cancer. I faced that. And the first thing, yeah, my head was full of fear. In fact, my body parts started to hurt from that point on. Until the done biopsy came back, I had to constantly fight it because the devil was trying to shove death down my throat. I had to resist it. So that told me where I was. So that told me I need to, you know, to come up in that area. You know, but you have to get up. You can't fight a thought with a thought. So I had to open my mouth. But I'm telling you, that body part, from the moment that doctor told me that it could be cancer, that's the moment the pain started. And I'm thinking, you lying devil. Now, I hadn't had any pain until I heard this. But I'm telling you, it was a day in and day out fight for me until that biopsy came back. Because the devil was trying to get me to buy it. You know, you just don't accept it. He was trying to get me accepted. You know it's cancer. Look how much pain you're in. So why don't you just accept it? No, I'm not going to accept it. No, I don't care how much pain I'm in. No, I don't care if it feels like a knot is there. I don't care. But everything, you know, started to try to manifest as a result. And really, it's the fear of death. You know, it's fear of dying, fear of death, fear of death, you know. So, and I had to constantly do it. And so, you know, you just keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it, keep doing it until that thing is eradicated. Amen. And so, and you know, and when believing for other people, it's not easy because you don't know what's going through their mind. But we'll do what we know to do. The Bible said, pray. You know, and we'll pray and we believe. And that's all we can do. But I think there's another level of us get into some of these issues, key issues here, if we'll press into it, you know. You know, I don't know. I'm just really, my heart just, not because of Amy Cook. I mean, she's a co-worker here, but I don't know her. But this has been a quest of mine. I'm like, what is it, Lord? Because over the last several years, I've been in the hospitals and praying with people holding their hand and they cross over, you know. And so, and even in our church, we had recently some different ones attacked with sickness. And, you know, and I know there's a lot of variables there. And, you know, and you, but I know there's a place where you can get over there and get it, though. I know there's a place, but we got to get over there in the spirit, you know. And corporately, it's not as easy because we got to deal with folks. I deal with y'all, you know. And folks over here won't cooperate with me. Yeah.
Boy, I'm serious. We're in trouble today.
Didn't get the anointing back, did you? No, because God said you didn't cooperate. That's why. I mean, I got to be honest. So, but sometimes, because God will give you a place, he'll give you a place, somebody else's place. Right. Alicia got, I'm telling you, you got over in that girl's prayers. But see, you lost it because you didn't cooperate. But God will give it back to you. But here's the thing about this, a teachable moment for you. Sometime it'll cost you even outside of here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how it's important. Because you get outside of here and be like, wait a minute, what happened to the anointing? Because God said, right there when she was trying to work with you. You know, I have to be honest, right? You know, because you have, what you have to understand is this is a kingdom thing. And it just in touch. It's not about Iva. It's about the kingdom. And the Lord said, now you tell them before they leave. Because he needs that anointing. The body needs it. But you'll get out there and then you'll be going, you know, what happened? And so, you know, sometimes in prayer, and sometimes there have been different examples of this in prayer, and I don't say anything, but these two, I know, I've been knowing them for years. They can take it. They can, and I give them permission to be mad at me over for a while. It's all right. Because I know they love me and I love them.
Amen.
You know, but this thing is right now where we're in God, we can't afford this kind of stuff. It can cost us more than we want to give up. Well, stop interrupting me. No, just kidding.
But I know there were times we let you down, too.
Well, I'm not let down. No, I'm just trying to teach because I just decided it's the last days and, you know, I want to help people. And so the thing about cooperating with God like that, it comes sometime a cost, but y'all didn't step that up for today, trust me. He sent to say whatever. He said, but God said, you know, because when they went back to singing, I said, I'm just sitting here listening. And I already knew what God was going to tell me because he said, well, tell him what's happening. I'm like, you tell him. Because, you know, these things are not easy. Although it sounds like it's easy. He said, I didn't give them anointing back because they didn't cooperate with me when I gave it to them. So their anointing is not on them now. If they had gone back when I asked them to, they would have had that anointing. But they didn't go back when I asked them to or when he asked them to. See, that's how you got to look at it. God was asking them, go back over there. But they never did. I don't know what's happened. And, you know, so the Lord said, well, just read the prophecies you have. And then so I went back. I wasn't going to go back, but the Lord wanted me to go back for a teaching thing. He said, now watch, I'm not going to anoint them over in that place right again because they didn't cooperate with it when I was trying to get them to. Whether it's out of ignorance or whatever, I don't know. And he said to talk about it here, to demonstrate to you. And it works that way on many levels. See, you gotta be strong enough to speak the truth in love. You see, and I'm strong enough to tell you the truth. You know, if somebody just now started playing for me, then I probably would have just let it go. I've known these ladies for a long time. Worked with them. We worked together in the spirit. Where did Dr. Overstreet go? Oh, hey. So I guess now if you're here for healing school, this will be the end for today. So Amy Cook, if she comes to your mind when you leave here, just hold her up before the Lord. She's a co-worker here with us, been here for many years, and we believe in God. That she's living. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you, y'all.